the smoke screen. Next morning, the entire delegation breakfasted outside. The general, who'd beaten everyone at badminton the day before, was feeling rather stiff and sore. At her side, in camouflage fatigues, sat Private Rabbit Stalker, a youth who wore the sculpted brow, nose, lips, and cheekbones of his race, all perfectly assembled in a cinematic face. Despite the innuendos that the journalist had made, those in attendance when she trounced him on the court had seen there wasn't anything between the two but sport. The general mused to herself, "It's odd how when that duck went on his fishing expedition, his obscene charges briefly made a smokescreen for my mission." Getting to her feet, she led the young enlisted man aside. "Now that you've had a look at Crow, I want your fresh opinion about which way we should go." "Well, sir," replied the Navajo, "I've felt some hesitation since discovering Crow's bleaker than our poorest reservation. The climate's neat, but Indians eat meat, and on the Crotian Plain are only furry creatures with cute teddy bearish features. And so I think we shouldn't be too hasty, for while they look okay for petting and for stroking, compared to buffalo or men, they probably aren't half as tasty." "Only joking." Dora Battle didn't smile as Private Stalker, with a twinkle in his eye, went on, "We can't just push this native race aside or buy their sacred lands, on which has surely splashed the blood of brave ancestral deeds with worthless strands of colored beads. Nor does this planet seem a place to open a casino. They have no coinage, and, what's just as inauspicious, crows don't wear a stitch of clothes, not even breeches. So, from top to toes, they have no pockets into which a crapshooter might hope to slip a single $50 chip. In short, I think the Army's plan to make this planet one huge reservation and ship here every squaw, brave, and papoose of every noble Indian nation is bound to hit some snags." "In that case," said the general, "we'll simply plant our flags and claim the planet for our own, send troops, and see to it our people are aware we cannot tolerate a threat like Crow just one light week away by air. Not to take firm action would be looked on as remiss. And now, because we need more smoke to cloak our mission, give your general a kiss."